Myra!
Quaker Puffed Wheat Sparkies brings you Terry and the Pirates. The great city of Bombay, city of 100 races, where you can see anything from snake charmers to the most beautiful buildings in the world. But for the moment, Terry and his friends are anxious to see just one face, the face of the chief Nazi agent in India, Abner Kane. They have come here from Calcutta, hoping to locate this man. And right now, little April Kane is standing at the door of a house where it is believed Mr. Kane lives. The door has opened in response to her ringing, and we'll hear a new voice in just a moment. So stand by!
Oh, here comes Quaker with a bang, bang. Ra-da-da-da-da, bang, bang. Quaker Puff Wheat Sparkies, the wheat that shot from guns. The family's favorite breakfast, the wheat that shot from guns. Quaker Puff Wheat Sparkies have vitamins, do tell. The easy step to extra fat, and boy, the taste is swell. Yes, here comes Quaker with a bang, bang. Ra-da-da-da-da, bang, bang.
Hiya, gang. Are you ready for a riddle? Then tell me, why is the highest apple on the tree the best one? Because it's a tip-top apple. My goodness. And, gang, if you want something de-doublicious, just you taste these tip-top-alorum cereals shot from guns with fresh applesauce. You shake out Quaker Puffed Wheat Sparkies or Quaker Puffed Rice Sparkies into your bowl, plunk on a generous helping of applesauce, and give your mouth a joyride. Or eat these kingpin kernels of wheat and rice with milk and sugar. They're terrific, really terrific. 'Cause they're shot from guns. Exploded 8 times bigger. Brim full of flavor, nut-like and roasty. And so crisp, they crackle as you crunch them. Then, too, these glorified grains of wheat and rice are knee-deep in nourishment. They have restored natural grain amounts of vitamin B1, niacin, and iron. You know, gang, Cereal Soul Restored is in one of the groups of 7 basic foods Uncle Sam wants us all to eat every day to keep strong. You hear that, my hot shots? Eep K. Ongstray. Hop along to the store for Quaker Puffed Wheat Sparkies and Quaker Puffed Rice Sparkies in the big red and blue Quaker package. It was shortly after lunch that Elaita and April Kane hired a carriage and asked the Indian driver to take them to Victoria Lane. They left Terry and Pat Ryan at Lord Northbrook's home. For this next step in locating the Nazi agent, Abner Kane, was up to April. The carriage rolled slowly through the residential section of Bombay and stopped at the street corner where April got out and proceeded the rest of the way on foot. She turned in at number 33 Victoria Lane, for here British intelligence men believed were the rooms of Abner Kane. April rang the doorbell, and after a long wait, the door swung open. And April said,
Excuse me, mister. Is this number 33, please, Victoria Lane? Because if it is, I'm looking for a relative of mine by the name of Abner Kane. Do you know if he lives here, please, sir?
What do you say?
Is this 33, Victoria Lane?
Yeah.
Well, is this a boarding house where people live?
Some people live here, yeah.
Do you live here?
Sometimes, when I do not work, I sleep here.
Well, does a man live here by the name of Kane? K-A-N-E, Mr. Abner Kane.
Well, I have not lived here so long, about 5 years.
Oh, well, then you don't know Mr. Kane? He's my uncle.
Oh, so. Well, I go to work now. You have so long house, no man with that name lives here.
Hmm.
But you come back again sometime. Now I go to theater to work.
Well, thank you, Mr.
You come long distance to see this man.
Well, far enough.
Well, I must go now. It is too bad you do not find this man.
Yeah. You're quite sure my uncle doesn't live here.
People come. People go. Maybe he lives here for a few days and then goes away.
Maybe I'd better go back and ask somebody else in the house.
Oh, no. It's trouble for nothing. Somebody lives in this house. Old Minnie Opzoomer would know.
Who's Minnie Opzoomer?
Opzoomer? That's me. I know all people who live in that house. And there is no Minnie Kane. So you have made trip for nothing.
Well, yes, I guess so, but... Well, thank you, Mr. Oopzoomer.
You are alone in Bombay, little girl like you?
I came here by plane from Calcutta.
Mm. Well, you give me the name of the place where you live. If any man by that name comes here, I will tell him to see you.
Oh, there's no need for that. I'll just write him a letter and explain everything, so... Oh, don't let me keep you. I'm in no hurry, and I'll walk. You're going to work, so thank you very much.
Well, I'm sorry I could not help you.
Which way do you go, Mr. Oopzoomer?
It is of no difference. I walk to the theater for exercise.
Oh, well, I go this way, and I think I'd better hurry. Goodbye, and thanks. Bye-bye.
Goodbye.
Well, April, did you have any luck?
Gracious, yes. I met the funniest little old man with the funniest name. But I suppose where he comes from, nobody thinks anything of it. Of course, some people might think I'm crazy to be called April after a month in the year, but it's better than July or December. Or is it?
Hop in. You can tell me on the way back to Northbrook House.
Oh, Mr. Oopzoomer said he wasn't there.
Go ahead, driver. We'll go back to Northbrook House.
And then I'm in Mimsay. Fares. Shuf, Walu, shuf.
Now, what were you saying? Oopzoomer?
Yes, that was his name. An old man with a big pipe.
Oopzoomer, that would be Dutch. There are names like that in Holland, in the Netherlands.
Was that what it was? Well, anyway, he said Uncle Abner didn't live there, so there you are. He simply doesn't. He just completely isn't. Man said so.
And you took his word for it?
Well, he said he lived at number 33 for ever so long and never heard of the name of Cain. So who am I to say he was wrong?
Of course. Well, it looks like we followed a false trail.
Yep, it certainly does. You should see that house. Maybe on a nice street, but it looks awful gloomy and old and forgotten.
Pat Ryan and Terry will be disappointed. Now we have to try some other way to locate Abner Cain.
You know, Elaida, I've a funny feeling about Mr. Oopzoomer.
The old man you just met?
Yes. I've a feeling I've met him someplace before.
How do you mean, April?
Oh, I don't know. Maybe it's just one of those things, but there was something awful familiar about the way he acted, if you know what I mean.
I wish I had seen him.
He was very nice. He said it was too bad Mr. Cain didn't live in the house, and would I leave my address in case he showed up. Imagine an old man like that working in a theater.
What in the world are you talking about?
Well, he said something about going to work in the theater, but what can an old man with a big pipe do in a theater in Bombay? Just happen to think.
Think what?
What could he be doing?
Well, I haven't the faintest idea.
Neither have I, but it doesn't matter. But don't you think it's strange that I keep feeling I've seen him someplace before?
Yes, I suppose it is. But we'd better forget him and think of the next move, April.
Huh?
After all, what are we going to do now?
Oh, you know, Mr. Ryan and Terry, they'll think of something. So will British intelligence. No, just everybody.
I hope so. We come all the way to Bombay and no trace of Abner Cain.
Maybe he hadn't arrived yet.
What?
From Calcutta, I mean. We came by plane and it's a long ride, so maybe he isn't in the city at all.
Yes. We may as well relax and enjoy the sights. We can't do anything right now anyway.
Yes. Now that Uncle Abner isn't in Bombay, I feel much easier. Because he isn't my uncle, and I keep calling him that when I know very well he's a spy. And...
Yes, I know, dear. I was just thinking. Maybe this old Dutchman you met, maybe he isn't sure about anything.
Well, goodness, he came out of the house... Look back there. If we go back and do it all over... Oh, dear.
What's the trouble?
I just saw him again.
So whom?
When I stood up at the carriage to look back, I saw him.
Huh?
The old man. I mean, Mr. Oopzoomer.
Are you sure?
Take a look for yourself. Oh, well, that wouldn't do any good because you never saw him even the first time. But I'm sure he's following this carriage. And he's walking mighty fast for an old man with a pipe.
We'd better stop and see what he wants. Maybe he just remembered something.
Huh?
About Abner Cain, I mean.
Oh, he could catch us easily. We're not going very fast. He just seems to be keeping this carriage in sight, and that's all.
Wants to see where we are going, hmm?
Uh-huh.
Well, We'll soon find out if that's his idea. Driver.
Mim Sahib.
Faster. Hurry. Hurry.
Han Mim Sahib. Igri, Faris. Rifle.
Now take a look back, April.
Dear me, oh, sugar ration. Mr. Oopsum is running along the sidewalk. But he'll never find us if we...
Driver.
Mim Sahib.
Turn the next corner. Hurry.
What are you going to do later?
Fado. Rifle. Get him. Get.
I am going to see if the old gentleman is really anxious to trail us. Now then, I'll pay the driver as soon as we stop.
Just around the corner?
Yes. And then we'll both hide somewhere and see what happens.
Quello!
Slow down, driver.
Mim Sahib.
Stop. Stop here. Stop.
Kiss. Fellas. Oh, oh. Hey, everybody crazy. Get up. Go long. Oh, stop.
Get out, April.
Yes, I will.
Here, driver. Here's your money. Now go along. Hurry. Goodbye.
Katar Herik Mim Sahib. Untum Franco.
Quick. Now over there. Behind these bushes. We won't be seen.
All this fuss, just on account of a funny old man.
There may be a lot more to all this than we think, April.
I don't see how.
You said you had a feeling you'd seen that old man before. And now we find out he's following our carriage. Perhaps those two things have some meaning. I don't know what, but... Shh. There he is. Just turned around the corner.
It's Mr. Oopsumer, all right.
Shh. Well, April, he's gone. We gave him the slip.
Yes. Now we'd better get back to Terry and Mr. Ryan and tell them what happened. Sure, it doesn't make any sense to me, but maybe it'll will to them. Oh, will it?
Yes, April, your story will make sense to Pat and Terry, because Mr. Oopsumer will provide the clue that will lead our friends to Abner Kane. I'll tell you what to look for tomorrow, so stand by.
Quake, a puff, wheat, spark, ease, the wheat that shot from guns. Here comes Quaker with a bang, bang. Red-a-da-da-da, bang, bang.
Well, curl my eyelashes. Here's a prize package. Two of them, I declare. Quaker puffed wheat sparkies and Quaker puffed rice sparkies in the famous red and blue Quaker package. They're champagne breakfast eats, my hearties. Yep, mammoth grains of wheat and rice shot from guns. Made 8 times bigger, made tastier, crispier, de-delicious. Eat them for breakfast, lunch, or supper, hot or cold. You can warm them a jiffy in the oven. Try them with applesauce or fruit, or just add milk and sugar. They eaten us, beaten us breakfast, I know. Now for today's victogram. The world will all be hotsy-totsy when Allied bombs smash every Nazi. Terry and the Pirates is dramatized for radio by Albert Barker, who says, an old man with a Dutch accent who works in a theater. That's the question which will puzzle our friends tomorrow. But it's a question that can be cleared up easily. So let's join Pat and Terry as they investigate and figure out why Mr. Oopsumer would trail Elita and April, and why April thinks she has met the man before. There's action aplenty tomorrow, so it's bang bang for Bombay. Same time, same station.
Pirates!